God. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for each and every one of you and thank you for being here, as we know that the Lord is working on our behalf all the time. Amen. Just like tonight, the Lord was set ready to be here for us even before we came into the house tonight. And I'm telling you that tonight we're going to worship him and preach the gospel in honor of Jesus, because he is our Lord and Savior. And when we come together in his name, it says we're even two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst of us. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Who's excited to worship this evening?
You turn. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I lay my burdens down.
season of my life is you are the well that runs dry. Is you the well
the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I will not be shaken. Amen. I'll build my life upon the firm foundation of the love of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Well, I think my announcements for tonight is that we got Vacation Bible School coming up. And also we got Pump coming up. When is Pump? 21st. Huh? Okay, 21st through the 24th. All right. So tomorrow is the final day to be signed up. So you can go to Pump, and that's going to be a great thing for the teams to do. And it'll be a blessing for them. And the Lord is good. Other than that, I'm not sure that I have any other announcements for tonight. And so with that being said, have we already let children go to children's church?
No, they're already there. They're having a game night.
Okay, very good.
Well, the teenagers
need to go. All right, so we'll let the teens go to their class tonight, which will be a good one for them. And then we'll do offering, which we're going to look at Luke chapter 6. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured back for you again. And so what I want you to know is that the Lord's system is not ever going to leave you on your own power. And the Lord's system is never going to leave you on your own ability. And it's never going to leave you lacking. Amen? In fact, the Lord wants you to give and be a giver because it is His nature. And when you press into the Lord's nature, you will discover that His nature becomes your nature. And when your nature becomes like the Lord, then you can see the blessing of what God has for us. Amen? So tonight, we want to make sure that we are those that give. Amen? Because when we give, it will be given back to us. Amen? And the Lord is faithful. You know, there's an old saying that says, you can't outgive God. Because once you give, the Lord always does something on our behalf to give. So with that being said, I'm just going to pray over tithes and offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift you up and exalt you tonight, Father. We give you praise, God, for your goodness, Lord. And I thank you that as people give, God, it's given back to them, Father. Pressed down and running over with good measure. And Lord, you'll cause them to have favor. You'll cause them to see things that are good and blessed come their way, Father, by your hand. And Lord, they will just know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what they've received is because of you, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the front. Good and an awesome God. Amen. I'm just thankful for those who are on vacation and are busy and doing different things. I hope we're all enjoying the summer months as we get to live in them. But I'm also thankful for those who are here tonight. And we're just going to get into the Word of God tonight. And tonight I'm going to be talking to you about the name of Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to be talking to you about the power of the name of Jesus and just the goodness of what salvation has done and brought to us and how God works on our behalf. And it says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And we're so thankful that the number one thing that the Lord was out to do was to save everybody who would call upon his name. And I'm glad that we are those who are calling upon him, because Jesus is here for each and every one of us who has called upon his name. Amen. And he's here, and it says that he will save us from our sins. Amen. And so I thank goodness that it says in Acts 3:26 that the Lord says that he sent Christ first to bless us in saving us from our own iniquities. Amen. And so we know that the power of God is so that we can each be saved and filled with his goodness and filled with the love of God and the goodness of God. And so we're going to look here in the book of Acts chapter 4. In the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we shall be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." First of all, I want you to know that there is salvation through no other than Jesus. Amen? Doesn't matter what's taught in other religions. It doesn't matter what's taught anywhere else. There's one Lord and his name is Jesus, and he's the Lord of all humanity. Amen? Doesn't matter if you're here in America or anywhere around the world, the same Savior and Lord is the one that loved us, and the same Savior and Lord is the one that made it no difference whether we were Jew or Greek or any other person. All we had to do was call upon his name, and his blood is enough for humanity. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. And so we want to make sure that we understand that there is no other God other than Jesus. Amen? And the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. This is the Godhead, and Jesus is the only Lord, and he's the only name we can call upon to be saved. And it says that when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. I want you to know something, that Jesus adds a dimension to your life and to who you are that without him you'll never have. I want you to know that it meant that these men weren't specially taught men and they weren't deeply educated, but because of Jesus' touch on their life, people could perceive that they had been with the Lord. Amen? Because we know that when the Lord was here, it says that he spoke with an authority that no man had ever spoke with. And it says that when Jesus taught the gospel the way he taught it, people were amazed and marveled at how he spoke and what he did and who he was as the Lord on the earth. Amen? So we discover that we have characteristics and abilities that will come upon us and that will touch our lives when we allow Jesus to be the Lord that he's supposed to be in our life. Amen? And then we're going to look here at Romans chapter 10, and it says in verse 11, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, because I am a whosoever. Amen? Woo! And I thank God that I get to call myself a whosoever. Amen? Because it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I love that, because it's saying whosoever calls upon him, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you're at in life, when you call upon the name of the Lord, he's going to hear you. And he's going to help you right where you're at. And it doesn't matter if you're rich, it doesn't matter if you're poor, it doesn't matter if you're middle class, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, blue, green, Jewish, Greek, whatever you are, the Lord will reach towards you, because he loves you, and he counts us all as, he's no respecter of persons, and the Lord counts us all as equal. Amen? And he loves every man and every woman and every child that's ever been on this earth. God has a plan for everybody, whether we grab a hold of it or not. That's what's sad about it, is that every person that goes to hell is a person who missed God's will for their life. You know, it says in the Bible that hell is enlarged, its borders are enlarged every day, because every day the Lord is hoping nobody else goes to there, and he only enlarges that border as much as it's needed to handle the next person that goes into that place, because that place is not meant for his people, amen? It's not meant for anybody, and the Lord would much prefer it if we never had to go into that place, amen? But I thank God that it does not matter who you are or where you are, the Lord's salvation is for you, amen? And the name of the Lord can set anybody free at any time in life, amen? It says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now we're going to spend just a few minutes looking at this, the name of Jesus and the name of Jesus and the power that it has. Amen? Because it says that his name is exalted and given him a name which is above every name. So you know the Lord's name is bigger than the big C word. Amen? Cancer has to bow to the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what it is across our life. When we start talking and calling out for the name of Jesus, things in our life have to bow and have to give their place over to the Lord's authority. Amen? And it says that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I want you to know that our biggest thing while we're here on this earth is that every tongue, and especially our tongue, confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord, because this will connect us to the Father and brings us into holy unity with him, and just establishes us in every place that we need to be a part of and aware of. And so I just want us to begin to start thinking about how much more can we use the name of Jesus. And before I go too much farther into the name of Jesus, I'm just going to look in John chapter 14, verse 6. It says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? And no man can cometh unto the Father but by him. So we need to know that Jesus is the only way to be a part of heaven. He's the only way to be a part of the Father. He's the only way to have eternal life. And he's the only way to make sure that we live this life the way that he wants us to, and that we would be blessed in everything that we do. And it says here in verse 12 of chapter 14, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. You know, I think that as believers today, we're hard-pressed to make sure that our believing measures up to what the Word says. I mean, because it is hard-pressed for us to truly believe that whatever we ask in His name, He will do it. Amen? And we have our doubts and we have our worries and our stresses, but the Bible's clear here. Whatever we ask in His name, He will do it. Amen? And sometimes what we have to do is make sure that we are using our faith and we're standing firm until we see what we've asked the Lord for. Amen? Sometimes it may not come in our time. In fact, I can tell you just about all the time, it probably won't come in your time schedule. Sometimes it comes faster, but sometimes it takes a little longer for things to happen than what we've thought and timed them to be. But just because your time schedule isn't working out and doesn't seem to be working out, that does not mean that the Lord is not with you and that the Lord has not done something on your behalf. Amen? And that He's not working on your behalf. So we have truly got to be a people that believes that we can ask anything in His name. You know, we're having financial issues. We can get God involved in that and He will bring us answers. If we're having relationship issues, we can get God involved in that, and he will bring us answers. He will bring us help, and he will help us within our relationships. Amen? And if we're having health issues, the Lord will help us within our health. He will help us in every area of our life. We need to be bold enough to believe that when we ask in his name, he's going to do it. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Man, it's just hard for us to believe that Jesus just left us such a bold statement there. That we know that asking in his name means that we're asking things that are according to Scripture. Amen? That Jesus can't put his authority on sin and darkness and things that are not good. Amen? So we know that when we say this, that we're asking in his name, we know that we're asking in the Lord's authority to bring something to pass in our life and to have something happen on our behalf that is a good thing that the Lord will do. Amen? Hallelujah. We're just going to move over to John 16, and we're going to look here at verse 26 and see what it says. These things have I spoken, 25 says, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I will no longer speak to you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I am come out of him. I came forth from the Father and am coming into the world again. I leave the world and go into the Father. And this means that Jesus again is stating his authority, that we'll be able to ask things directly to the Father in his name. And when we ask directly, there's coming the day which we live in. We now live in the day that Jesus was talking about. Amen? Where we ask anything in his name and it is done for us. Amen? And we go right to the throne room. You know, the Bible says this, come boldly before the throne of grace that you can receive mercy in your time of need. You know, people, we are supposed to go boldly to the throne room of grace. We're supposed to pray boldly. We're supposed to be confident in what we're saying and what we're asking God, because it's not done in our strength, it's done in his strength. Amen? So we can have a confidence in what we're asking God, and we can have a confidence when we go to the Lord. And when we ask anything, I'm going to show you a demonstration of where the disciples went out in Luke chapter 10 and in verse 17, I believe it is. Yeah, remember that Jesus sent out his disciples and said, I want you to go out and I want you to preach in my name and I want you to see people healed and all kinds of stuff. And he sent them out. And it says, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Woo, boy, that gives you some perspective, doesn't it? You know that the Lord has given us authority to deal with demonic powers on this earth. He's given us the authority to cast out devils. He's given us the authority to deal with darkness. He's given us the authority to ask for gifts of healing and working of miracles, to see people healed and saved and set free of anything that they're going through. He's done all that. And all of those things are powerful. And he says, but the greatest thing is that you should rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Do you know that the biggest thing that we have on our behalf is that Jesus has written our name in heaven? Amen? And I'm telling you that when this life is over, we're going to rejoice so much when we get to walk into heaven and see just all that God has for us. You know, right now Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And I go to build mansions. And I'm telling you, you think some of these things are impressive here in the world, and they are. I thank God for what we've seen. I thank God for what humanity has been able to do. I mean, I have seen some beautiful houses and some buildings that amaze me. But I tell you, those things are going to be light things compared to what heaven's going to be like. Amen? and compared to what we're going to see and experience when we come into the presence of the Lord. So it's so powerful because these guys was rejoicing that his name casted out devils and let them tread on serpents, and it did all of those things, and it does all of those things. And Satan has no more power. And Jesus has given us power. But above all of these things, he says, rejoice not just that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen? That means the most powerful thing that we're going to get on this earth is our salvation experience. And what's so powerful is that when we start salvation, we're just at the beginning of what God's going to do for us. Amen? Amen. So we want to make sure that we're just pressing into the Lord and allowing his love to just keep being a part of our life, and that the name of Jesus is always spoken in our arena and in our spheres of influence. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11 says, and such were some of you. Now there's a big list of those that will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then it says, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Do you know that there's nothing more powerful than the name of Jesus? So it doesn't matter what you used to be. That's what this scripture is about. Doesn't matter if you were a drunkard. It doesn't matter if you were a fornicator. It doesn't matter if you were idolaters or adulterers or anything. It doesn't matter any of those things, because once the name of Jesus came, the power of the blood sanctifies us and cleans us up as though those things never happened in our life. Amen? In fact, it's as though that was another person doing those things. That was another person that existed and now doesn't even exist, because I'm a brand new creature in Christ. Amen? You're made brand new. And so all those things that we used to be identified for, we just have to let those things go, because they're no longer a part of our identification. They're no longer a part of who we are. We have to accept the fact that we have so been changed that we are not accountable to the old man. Amen? Even the things that were punishable to the old man, they're not punishable to us anymore, because we're so cleansed from them, we're not those things anymore. You're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So that means that none of those things touch us anymore because of the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? And because we are just made whole under his name and under his love and under who he is and who he has made us to be. Hallelujah. We're going to look at Acts chapter 3. And I just want to read to you for just a minute or two here. In Acts chapter 3, verse 12, and when Peter saw it, he answered the people, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Because they had had someone healed, and they came and gave a big reaction to Peter. And they were given a big reaction of because they saw a man healed. And Peter saw it, and he answered the people. He said, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk? He says, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, whom when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, who, wherefore, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. See, there it is again. His name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong and made this man whole. What do we still have in our life that we could apply the name of the Lord to. What do we still have that if we would really just let the name of Jesus take control, it could just take some things out of us? You know, as Christians, sometimes we go a long time dealing with things after salvation. You know, things that used to be a part of our character. And even though we have a brand new nature, we don't oftentimes walk in it, right? We have the fruit of the spirits, right? But sometimes it's a while before we walk in long-suffering, gentleness, and kindness. And sometimes we'll allow our old nature to be manifested when it doesn't need to be, amen? Because we can just take those things that are not of God and in the name of Jesus have them be removed from who we are, amen? So some of us are still dealing with anger after years of being saved, when really we could give that to the Lord and in the name of Jesus, he would remove that from us. Amen? Well, praise God. Boy, that made everybody happy. Amen. Hallelujah. But there are many things that we have at our disposal that the name of Jesus could give you power over and give you perfection in, and give you soundness in, and we have got to start taking authority over those things. So this week, I think it'd be good for us to take and just write some things down that we're dealing with. It could be anxiety, it could be anger, it could be fear of different things that we're dealing with, and just some things that we're struggling with, and you know the Lord will take authority over those things. The Lord wants to take authority over those things. And by his power and by his name and by his blood, he will take authority over those things for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Because he is our Lord and he is our Savior. And the name of Jesus is above every name and above everything that we could ever face. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for that name that's above every name, God. Father, we thank you for that name, that faith in that name can just bring people that are even sick to perfect wholeness, Father God. And Lord, that name that's above every name can come in right now and just help us out, God, and just be touching our lives and changing our lives, Father. Lord, I just pray blessing over this house tonight, Father. And I pray that you are touching everybody here, God. And that by the name of Jesus, Lord, not only are we made whole, but we are blessed. And God, we are seeing your hand upon our lives, Father. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, God, that we would just take your name to a new level of using it in our lives, God. And a new level of saying, in the name of Jesus, I pray. And in the name of Jesus, just start asking things in your name, Father. Because you said that if we ask anything in your name, it shall be done. You will do it, Father. And so, Lord, we're just praying for a realm of faith to just set us free to a whole new level of believing you and understanding you, God. And, Father, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we have some prayer requests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just going to pray for Candace, Father God, right now as you deal with bronchitis and these other symptoms in her, Father God. We just curse that disease, God. And we know that it is under your name, Father, and that your name has authority over it, God. And we just ask you right now to heal Candace, Father, and to bring her breathing into normality, Father God. And we just pray blessing over that in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Phil and Haley and Dale and Amy as they head out for vacation, Father, that they would just have safe travel and a great time, Father. And Lord, that you would just keep them up and keep them going. And God, right now, we pray for Roger, Lord, that this sickness that he's had, he has a cold symptoms and things. God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into Roger and heal him from this, Father. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray for Sue and Carrie, Father, that you would deal with the pain that's been in their bodies, Father, and the things that they're fighting with, God. And Lord, that you just give them clarity and you give them guidance, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for a church family that prays together and stays together. And I thank God that all of you join in prayer and support for your church family and that you just love people and that we are here together to support each other. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, God bless you and thank you for being here. And get ready for Sunday morning. Amen. Hallelujah.